Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 44.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. Members and guests are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This evening's prayer will be offered by Representative Arp. We'd ask our members and guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Arp.
If you'd like to join me in prayer, please do so. Our Heavenly Father, we take a pause this moment before we begin our deliberations today to acknowledge you as creator and sustainer of the world. Lord God, I want to thank you for healing in the springtime where we can feel your reflection through the sun on our face. Lord, just as in your nature, we go through seasons of time where we experience joy and happiness that the spring brings. We see summer and fall and winter. Lord, we go through seasons in our life as well. And so we pray for our colleagues who are not able to be here, who are struggling through difficult periods and seasons of time. Our friends and colleagues back home who are struggling through different periods and times. But Lord, as we begin our deliberations today, we pray that you'd give us first and foremost a love for your creation and your people, Father. Give us wisdom to discern the right thing to do, and Lord, the courage and conviction to do so. We thank you for living in this free country, and we know that comes from your hand. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for April 11th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for April 11th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Members, please join me in welcoming our nurse of the day, Linda O'Boyle from Elm City. Thank you for being with us, ma'am. Representatives Davis and Stevens recognized, sent forth committee report. Corporal Reed.
Representative Davis and Stevens, Judiciary Committee report. House Bill 593, suspending domestic order, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bill is referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 609, raise the age modification, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bill is referred to Rules.
House Bill 617, allow repeat referral to teen court, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bills referred to Rules. Representative Lewis recognized, sent forth committee report. Corporal Reed.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House committee report. House Bill 325, update service care plan, require ACH residents, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill.
Calendar for April 16th. Representative Lewis recognized, sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House Committee report. House Bill 350, designate NC time zone, observe DST all year, favorable.
Calendar for April 16th.
House Bill 363, Craft Beer Distribution and Modernization Act, favorable.
Calendar for April 16th.
House Bill 368, Bermuda Run Speed Restriction, favorable.
Calendar for April 16th.
House Bill 389, ABC University Athletic Facility, favorable.
Calendar for April 16th.
House Bill 437, Education on Holocaust and Genocide, favorable.
Calendar for April 16th.
House Bill 471, Reduce Administrative Duplications of MHDD SAS Providers, favorable.
Calendar for April 16th.
House Bill 495, Prohibit Municipal Regulations Off-Site Easement, favorable.
Calendar for April 16th.
House Bill 531, Protect Tenants Foreclosure Act Restored, favorable.
Calendar for April 16th. Representatives Davis and Stevens recognized, send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Davis and Stevens, Judiciary Committee report. House Bill 546, Prohibit Counterfeit Non-Functional Airbags, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
The original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The committee substitutes referred to Committee on Rules. Representatives Howard, Setzer, Soka, Conrad, Ross, and Warren recognize, send forth committee report. Corporal Reed.
Representative Howard, Setzer, Zoka, Conrad, Ross, and Warren, Finance Committee report. House Bill 323, assess cost of local LEO crime lab analysts, favor and refer to rules, caliber, and operations of the House.
Refer to rules.
House Bill 449, special registration plates, favor and refer to rules, caliber, and operations of the House.
Refer to rules.
House Bill 592, check off donation, land trust, favor committee substitute, unfavor revision of bill, and refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Which one was that, Mr. Corporal? 592, sir.
Original bill on favorable calendar, committee substitute, refer to rules.
House Bill 289, POW MIA special registration plate, favor committee substitute number 2, unfavor committee substitute number 1, and refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Committee substitute number 1 is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute number 2 is referred to committee on rules.
House Bill 537, alternate highway tax vehicle subscription, favor committee substitute number 2, unfavor committee substitute number 1, and refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Is that 537? Yes, sir.
Committee substitute number 1 is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute number 2 is referred to committee on rules.
House Bill 118, First Responders Act of 2019, favorable committee substitute number 3, unfavorable committee substitute number 2, and refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Committee substitute number 2 is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute number 3 is referred to committee on rules.
Thank you very much.
Introduction of bills and resolutions. The Corporal Reed.
Representatives Rogers, Moray, John, and Richardson, House Bill 709, failure to appear, release condition optional.
Judiciary, if favorable rules, if favorable. Actually, we'll leave it at that. Judiciary, favorable rules. Corporal, continue.
Representative Hawkins, House Bill 710, repeal ban GS 95-98.
Rules.
Representatives Pittman, Kidwell, Speciale, and Brody, House Bill 711, excellent educational standards.
Rules.
Representatives Faircloth, McNeil, Ross, and Rena Turner, House Bill 712, disposition of unclaimed or seized firearms.
Judiciary, favorable rules.
Representatives Richardson, Galliard, Insko, and Hawkins, House Bill 713, unemployment insurance changes, restoration.
Rules.
Representative Horn and Blackwell, House Bill 714, competency-based assessments.
Education K-12 and favorable rules.
Representatives Cleveland, Stevens, Warren, and Rydell, House Bill 715, State Human Resources Act, stronger whistleblower protection.
Judiciary favorable rules.
Representatives Murphy and Carney, House Bill 716, Advisory Council for Pediatric Acute Onset Neuropsychiatric Syndrome and Psychiatric Autoimmune Neuropsychiatric Disorder Associated with Staphylococcal Infections.
Health and favorable rules.
Representative Setzer, House Bill 717, repeal continuing education for used car dealers.
Transportation and Favorable Rules.
Representatives Howard, Bell, Carney, and Lucas, House Bill 718, Federally Insured Depository Institution Interest Rates.
Banking and Favorable Rules.
Representatives Brisson, Carney, Dobson, and Horn, House Bill 719, Expand Food Nutrition Education Programs.
Appropriations Education, if favorable appropriations, if favorable rules.
Representatives Brisson, Carney, and Dobson, House Bill 720, NC Rare Disease Council Funds.
Actually, on the prior bill, struck the referral to full appropriations. As to 720, Appropriations Education, if favorable rules.
Representatives Sane, Lambeth, Dobson, Jones, House Bill 721, increase access to telehealth services.
Insurance, if favorable appropriations, HHS, if favorable rules.
Representatives Destin Hall, Bell, Conrad, and Richardson, House Bill 722, Land Use Regulatory Changes.
Regulatory reform, if favorable, state and local government, favorable rules.
Representatives Horn, Sane, and Hardister, House Bill 723, Math or Science Credit for Computer Science.
Education K-12, if favorable rules.
Representatives Moore, Sane, Shepherd, and Humphrey, House Bill 724, Truth in Caller ID Act.
Commerce, if favorable rules.
Representatives Adcock, Lambeth, Martin, and White, House Bill 725, Strengthen Youth Tobacco Prevention Funds.
Appropriations HHS, if favorable rules.
Representatives Pittman, Carter, Kidwell, and Speciale, House Bill 726, Repeal Renewable Energy Portfolio Standard.
Rules.
Representatives Cowhall and Destin Hall, Jones, and Zoka, House Bill 727, Wage and Hour Withholding Changes.
Judiciary, if favorable rules.
Representatives Insco, Hawkins, and Lambeth, House Bill 728, Increase Innovation Waiver Slots.
Appropriations HHS, if favorable rules.
Representatives Dobson, Lambeth, Murphy, and Adcock, House Bill 729, Establish New Payment Methodology, Adult Care Homes.
Health, if favorable rules.
Representatives Zoka, Corbin, Howard, and Richardson, House Bill 730, Trash Collection, Multifamily Residential.
Regulatory reform, if favorable, insurance, if favorable rules.
Representatives Autry, Willingham, Graham, and Richardson, House Bill 731, Natural Gas Transportation Cost Recovery.
Rules.
Representatives Lofton, Howard, McGrady, and Reeves, House Bill 732, Nonprofit Mergers Increase Charitable Solicitation Exemptions.
Finance, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Johnson, Horn, and Sane, House Bill 733, Plasma Games Pilot Program Funds.
Appropriations Education, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Johnson and Horn, House Bill 734, NC Collaborative School Improvement Pilot.
Appropriations Education, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Carney, Dobson, Reeves, and Howard, House Bill 735, Adopt Rules, Cooperative 2017 Food Care.
Health, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Zachary, Conrad, and Howard, House Bill 736, Elective Share Joint Accounts.
Judiciary, if favorable, rules. Messages from the Senate. Clerk will read.
Senate Bill 168, Committee Substitute Number 2, 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to amending the exemption for use of possession of cannabis extract and expanding the permissible use of cannabis extract in an alternative treatment for chronic condition and repealing the sunset of the Epilepsy Alternative Treatment Act.
Rules count and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 250, Committee Substitute, 3rd Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to allow the clerk of court to hear jury excuses designated by the Chief District Court Judge and to provide that the names and addresses of persons requesting to be excused from jury duty based on disqualification shall be detained by the clerk of Superior Court for the remainder of the biennium in case of share with the Board of Elections.
Rules counter and operations of the House. Calendar. Members, go ahead and pay your attention, if you would, please, to the second group of local bills, starting with, it would be 239, 299, 336, 349, and 489. All of those can be grouped for a vote. We do have to vote on the first one. We do have to vote on 204 first, but those other group can be grouped together. Is there objection to those being grouped? Any objection from anybody? All right, hearing none. When we get to those, they'll be grouped. First bill, though, that we're going to take up is House Bill 204. The clerk will read.
Representative Michael Raff, House Bill 204, a bill to be entitled an act adding certain described navigable waters and unincorporated portion of the Rachel Carson Reserve to the corporate limits of the town of Beaufort. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Lady from Carteret, Representative Michael Raff is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Just a moment. House will come to order. We're now taking up business. Lady has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 204 is a voluntary annexation agreed to by the Maritime Museum in Beaufort, and we have some issues with derelict boats in that area around where they're going to have their junior sailing classes. So this gives them authority to regulate those waters in the Town Creek there also. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 204 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Smith of Wayne is the gentleman on the floor. You hear? Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 108 having voted in the affirmative and one in the negative. House Bill 204 passes at second reading and remains on the calendar. On the next group of bills, there is a recusal on file for House Bill 49, so the chair will group House Bills 239, 299, 336, and 349. The clerk will read.
Representative Kendi Smith and Murphy and Humphrey, House Bill 239, a bill to be entitled an act relating to release of animal services record in Pitt County. Representative McGrady and Henson, House Bill 299, a bill to be entitled Henderson City Build Community College Buildings. Representative Talbot, House Bill 336, a bill to be entitled an act to extend the sunset of suspension of the charter of the town of Spencer Mountain. Representatives Elmore and Stevens, House Bill 349, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize the county of Wilkes to realign the county for purposes of fire tax districts under the 69 of general statutes. General Assembly of North Carolina enacted.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 239, House Bill 299, House Bill 336, and House Bill 349 on second reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bills 204, strike that, 239, 299, 336, and 349 haven't passed their second reading. Will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House, the passage of House Bills 239, 299, 336, and 349 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bills 239, 299, 336, and 349 having passed a third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 489, the clerk will read.
Representative Sain, House Bill 489, a bill to be entitled an act renaming the Lincoln-Lincoln County Airport Authority as the Lincoln-Lincoln County Regional Airport Authority, authorizing the Airport Authority to apply for the accept grants for the state or federal government and making other changes to the enacting legislation. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, question before the House is the passage of House Bill 489 on second reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 489 having passed second reading will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 489 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 489 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 121, the clerk will read.
Representative Stevens, Hurley, Jarvis, and Carter, House Bill 121, a bill to be entitled an act to provide for the expunction of certain offenses committed on before November 30, 2019 for offenders under the age of 18 and the time of conviction and to modify the law expunction to records, charges of dismissed, or there are findings of not guilty. General Assembly of North Carolina.
I believe this is third reading. Bill passed on second reading last week. Any further discussion or debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 121 on third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. See Representative Strickland, Representative Adams, and Representative Smith, the Wayne. I believe he must not be here. Yeah. The clerk will light machine record the vote. 106 having voted in the affirmative and 2 in the negative. House Bill 121 passes its third reading and is ordered engrossed and sent to the Senate. House Bill 120, clerk will read.
Representatives Conrad, Howard, Lambert, and Zoka, House Bill 120, a bill to be entitled, had to clarify eligible uses for fire protection tax revenues. General Assembly of North Carolina.
The lady from Forsyth, Representative Conrad, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill comes to you tonight from the North Carolina State Firefighters Association. Basically, its intent is to clarify that the fire district taxes self-imposed by those who live in the fire district shall be utilized for the fire protection of the businesses and the homes within that district. It also clarifies that sales tax proceeds, the ad valorem sales tax, are not restricted in this manner. And it also codifies, which is common practice, which is that county commissioners, upon request, may review the financial situation of each fire department in the rural volunteer fire departments. The fire men across this state would appreciate your voting green on this bill. Thank you.
For what purpose does the lady from Wake, Representative Holly, rise?
Speak to the bill.
Ladies recognized to debate the bill.
Well, you know, one of the things about this place is bills come back in different forms. We saw this bill last year with Wake County when they were trying to make a little, I call it a quasi-government, because what you're doing here, you're doing a number of things. First, we are taking the monies from a particular fire district, and we're not spreading it across the county and using it wisely, and let the elected county officials determine where the funds should go, but we're limiting it to a fire district. Those of us that are from some of the poor areas in the state, some of the rural areas, we will then find our county districts not getting the same kind of equipment, the same kind of service that some of the more richer communities will get, because the money can only exclusively be used in a fire district that is maybe from that district. So if we're living in a county that has a rich city and in a poor city, that money cannot be used countywide. Plus, it does not clearly define who will make the determination of how that money is spent. Now, we have spent a lot of time here as elected officials determining where money should be spent. And that's the right of the county commissioners to determine, not for a county fire department to determine how the funds will be spent, with only being accountable to giving a report to the county commissioners. We need to do more than that. We have elected people to determine the use of those funds and how those funds should be used. Now, last year, the bill was amended, and one went through that set up a little board that could make suggestions to the county commissioners for how they thought the funds should be spent that were collected from their area. Well, this will then get that board the power to determine how that money's going to be spent, and they are not elected. So as elected officials, we need to keep the funding and those kinds of things in the hands of the people who are elected to do so. I cannot support this bill. Thank you.
For what purpose is the lady from Forsyth, Representative Conrad, rise?
To debate the bill a second time.
Lady has the floor to debate the bill a second time.
Thank you. Just wanted to clarify this thoroughly. We did contact the Institute of Government at Chapel Hill to make sure that this, what we understand is the precedent regarding fire district taxes, is exactly what should happen. And their response was that a rural district's governing board, which would be the county commissioners that Representative Holly just referred to, may not expend the tax proceeds from the district to procure services or finance projects outside the district boundaries. The way these taxes are set up is that 35% of the residents in a particular fire district sign a petition that they would like a vote, and the people within that district vote to self-impose a tax, fire district tax, which can range up to 15 cents per district. That's the ceiling. So this was a promise made to the people who put the fire district taxes in place. If there is additional countywide fire service, and I served as a county commissioner for 18 years, a county can set that up. They must need to find alternative financing sources, which is why we put the declaration in here that it does not apply to the sales tax within the fire district. Please vote green on the bill. Thank you.
For purpose, does the lady from Wake, Representative Holly, rise?
To debate the bill a second time.
Lady has forward, debate the bill a second time.
One of the things that has not been mentioned is that the Board of County Commissioners do not approve this bill. They feel that it, as I spoke earlier, that it is not fair to the whole communities, all the communities in the county as served. Now, sales tax is a total another situation, and of course they should be spent countywide. We are talking about five district money. You are setting up quasi-governments in small five districts, and we're giving a five district a whole lot of power that currently is being done by elected officials, and this will take away that responsibility from elected officials. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 120 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Conrad, would the lady like to vote on her own bill? Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 60 haven't voted in the affirmative, 49 in the negative. House Bill 120 passes at second reading and will without objection be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 120 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. House Bill 120, having passed its third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 126, Chair is going to direct the bill be removed from today's calendar and calendared for tomorrow. By way of explanation, Representative Murphy is the bill sponsor, and he's not here this evening. House Bill 151, the clerk will read.
Representative Lambert, House Bill 151, a bill to be entitled an act to require the State Board of Education to adopt rules excusing absences for students attending legislative and ensuring that certain excuses absences are not affected by students participating in the approved attendance recognition program. Jensen, North Carolina, next.
The gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Lambeth, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a fairly straightforward bill. It came to my attention by, quite frankly, my granddaughter. And so she and I were talking about her coming down here for my swearing-in ceremony, and she said she couldn't come this year, and she's been to every one of them. And when I quizzed her and asked her about it, she said, well, I would not be given credit, even though I have an excused absence, I would not be given credit for my perfect attendance certificate. And she's now in the sixth grade, and that's pretty important, sixth graders. So we got to looking into it. We actually found that school districts were not consistent. Even though they might give a family member who comes for an event here at the General Assembly an excused absence, that may not necessarily translate into a perfect certificate. Or our pages who come down, it's quite common for some school districts to give them exam exemptions if they have perfect attendance. And we found that some school districts would give them a credit for being here and would be exempt from exams, and others might not. So what this simple bill does is it gives credit for individuals who come down here for a legislative event, credit just like they're on a field trip or any other very important civic event, and they would get credit for those types of recognitions they would get if they missed no other days. There is an amendment, and I do endorse this for your approval, for my granddaughter and others who have family members who would like to come for legislative events. And I do endorse the amendment that's coming up from Representative Floyd.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, rise?
Send forth an amendment, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman is recognized. Send forth an amendment. The clerk will read.
Representative Floyd moves to amend the bill on page 1, line 3, by deleting the phrase.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
Speaker, it's a very simple amendment. It allowed the student that is visiting the General Assembly for whatever purpose it is, as the sponsor just mentioned, and would give them a total of 4 during the calendar year. I ask for your support for this amendment.
Further discussion, further debate on the amendment? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Amendment A1 sent forward by Representative Floyd. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will light machine record the vote. 107 have voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. The amendment's adopted. Mr. Clerk, chair is going to temporarily displace the bill. And by way of explanation, the chair pointed out to the two members there may have been a technical issue with that amendment that the gentleman may wish to go look at. House Bill 198, clerk will read.
Representatives Davis, Stevens, Jarvis, and Carter, House Bill 198, a bill to amend the Act to implement recommendations made by the North Carolina Human Trafficking Commission, General Assembly of North Carolina, acts.
The gentleman from New Hanover, Representative Davis, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, the North Carolina Trafficking Commission, in consultation with the Conference of District Attorneys and the Office of Indigent Defense Services, studied the human trafficking laws that we now have and concluded that additional legislation is needed to both reduce the demand fueling human trafficking and to expand the avenues of post-conviction and civil relief available to victims of human trafficking. The Commission recommended that the General Assembly take the following action in the 2019 legislative session, which are formalized in this bill. Number 1 was to expand the definition of sexual servitude to apply to all instances of buyer contact. Number 2, prohibit the promotion of sale of sex tourism services. Number 3, create a civil cause of action for victims to recover damages from individuals who trafficked them or financially benefited from the trafficking activity. Number 4, expand and streamline the process for human trafficking victims to expunge convictions for nonviolent crimes that were committed as a direct result of their being a victim of human trafficking. Also in committee, there was an amendment that was adopted to also let that apply to a minor that was adjudicated a delinquent because of activity that they participate in as a result of being a victim of human trafficking. And finally, to expand the grounds for appropriate relief and the vacating of convictions for nonviolent crimes committed by individuals as a direct result of their being victims of human trafficking. It received a unanimous favorable report of the Judiciary Committee and a unanimous favorable report and rules, and I ask you to please support the bill.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 198 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Torbid aye. Representative Floyd's in the back of the chamber. How does the gentleman wish to be recorded? Aye. Gentleman be recorded is voting aye. Representative Potts, gentleman wish to record? Floyd's in the back working with staff. Torbid aye and Floyd aye. Correct, sir. Clerk will light the machine, record the vote. 110 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. House Bill 198 passes its second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina acts.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 198 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 198, having passed its third reading, is ordered sent to the Senate. Members, we're going to come back to 151 in a minute, but while we're doing that, I would ask all the pages to come forward, please. And while they're making their way, I'd like to advise the members of what our schedule is going to be this week and the following week. You may want to pay close attention to this. Actually, we'll do it at the end of the introductions. To our pages, we want to thank you for being here. In just a moment, the clerk is going to introduce you. When he does so, please step forward or wave or a combination of both so that my colleagues and I will know who you are. The clerk will introduce the pages. The house will come to order.
Alexander Cook, Chatham County, sponsor Representative Reeves. Caroline DeMeyer, Wake County, sponsor Representative Adcock. Nathaniel Fair, Wake County, sponsor Representative Von Hafen. Samuel Foldman, Wake County, sponsor Representative Cunningham. Christina Hamilton, Buncombe County, sponsor Representative Fisher. Abigail Hamilton, Buncombe County, sponsor Representative Fisher. Catherine Horner, McDowell County, sponsor Representative Dobson. Tayus John, Mecklenburg County, sponsor Representative Cunningham. Tarun Karmathayan, Wake County, sponsor Representative Adcock. Tiffany Lee, Wake County, sponsor Representative Adcock. Catherine Long, Wake County, sponsor Representative Martin. Alea Nguyen, Union County, sponsor Representative Horn. Caitlin Patterson, New Hanover County, sponsor Representative Grange. Shreya Zokpal, Wake County, sponsor Representative Dobson. Jenna Schrader, Wake County, sponsor Speaker Moore. Jared Sloan, Wake County, sponsor Representative Von Hafen. Andrew Terry, Wake County, sponsor Representative Richardson. Ahmad Whitaker, Wake County, sponsor Representative Gill.
To our pages, we are honored to have you here with us this week. It's going to be a short week as far as votes in the House because we're about to go into our spring recess, but there'll be some committees meeting, and the days that we're here are going to be pretty long. I want to welcome you here. I would ask my colleagues to please join me in welcoming our pages with us this week. You may return to your post. Members, we're going to allow the amendment to be prepared to House Bill 151, and then we can dispose of that. But I do want to advise members of the schedule for this week and for next. Tomorrow's session will convene at 11 a.m., but there will be no votes until 4 p.m. The reason we're coming in at 11 is so that we can read in reports from committees. The Rules Committee is going to meet, I believe, in the morning, and those bills that the Rules Committee takes up tomorrow morning will be most, if not all of those, we would intend to add those to the calendar for tomorrow evening. So members would have time, but the votes would not be happening until 4 p.m. And so committees can meet. As far as the schedule for this week, tomorrow will be the last day of recorded votes. I will authorize committees to meet on Wednesday, the 24th. So committees can meet, but there'll be no votes taken in the House chamber at that time. Additionally, when we return from spring break, spring recess on the 25th, there will be votes on that Thursday and that Friday. We are going to have to do that in order to move with the schedule that we have. And again, I believe that'll be the 25th and the 26th of those 2 days. That's right. So we will be in session that Thursday and that Friday, possibly that Saturday, but I don't know at this point, so that we can get through the bills that need to be done, because the next week we will be dealing with the state budget as well as trying to get bills done crossed over to the Senate by that time. So that is the order of business. Again, tomorrow there will be a number of bills on the calendar that will be voted upon, and we will have that session, and we do not anticipate any votes on Wednesday unless there's objection, a third, at which there would be a very, very early morning session to dispose of those third readings. Two other matters, and the chair would ask the leave of the house on the to suspend the rules on these. First of all, tomorrow on April the 16th at 3 p.m. is the filing deadline for any public bills and resolutions that do not have appropriations or finance. The chair would ask if there is objection to that filing deadline being on the next day on April the 17th. Is there objection to that? Hearing none, that rule is suspended to the end, so that the filing is pushed back. Filing deadline is now Wednesday, April 17th at 3 p.m. as opposed to Tuesday, April 16th. An additional bill filing deadline that falls during the recess. Public bills that have appropriations and finance have a filing deadline of Tuesday, April the 23rd. Again, that's when we'll be on recess. The chair would propose that we move that until 5 p.m. on April the 25th. Is there objection to that? Hearing none, that rule is suspended to the end, so that the bill filing deadline for the 23rd is now the 25th. Chair's going to revise an earlier, you know, when the clerk and the rules chair stand up and you're doing something, you know you got to have to do a redo on that one. On the first one we did where the rule was suspended on the April 16th till April 17th, the chair would ask to revise that to Tuesday, the April 16th, the same day, but at 6 p.m. instead of 3. Apparently they just need a few extra hours for staff. Any objection to that? Hearing none, then that rule is suspended to the end for that purpose. Okay. For what purpose, gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, rise.
Mr. Speaker, to resubmit the amendment.
We'll come back to the bill in just a moment. I believe that amendment's still being drafted for you, sir. I think they're still working on getting it drafted, but we'll send that one forward in just a few moments. And I'll call on you at that time. So members, we still have business to dispose of, but in the interest of time, the chair will go ahead and allow notices and announcements. But again, do not leave. We still have a bill to vote on. For what purpose does the gentleman from Union, Representative Arp Rice?
For a notice.
Gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
The Public Utilities Committee schedule for tomorrow has been canceled.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis Rice?
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to offer an amendment regarding the suspension of Rule 32E.
Gentleman's recognized for the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I anticipate Senate Bill 359, the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, will be received from the Senate tonight after adjournment. House rules instruct that all public bills and resolutions receive a report from the Rules Committee unless the body directs otherwise. Therefore, Mr. Speaker, I move that Senate Bill 359, the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, be calendared for April 16th upon its receipt from the Senate.
Chairman has moved suspension of the rules as stated. Is there any objection? Hearing none, the rules are suspended to the end for the purpose of that bill. What was the bill number, Representative?
Senate Bill 359.
The Senate Bill 359 would be eligible to be on the calendar for tomorrow for a second reading. So ordered. Other notices and announcements while we're awaiting the amendment. For what purpose does the lady from Johnston, Representative White, rise?
Health will meet tomorrow at 10 and 424, and we have a lot, 434, I'm sorry, we have a lot of bills, so please come.
What purpose does the gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Members of the State and Local Government Committee, we will not be meeting on this Wednesday, but we will plan on meeting on Thursday, the 25th. So please plan accordingly.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Iredell, Representative Fraley, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Education universities will meet tomorrow at 11 a.m. in room 423.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, rise?
Announcement.
Gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
The House Pensions and Retirement Committee will meet at 2 p.m. tomorrow in room 425.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Almance, Representative Riddell, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
The House Committee on Regulatory Reform will be meeting tomorrow, that's Tuesday, at 11 a.m. in room 1228 to take up House Bill 554, Funeral Practice Licensure Corrections. Please make note of the difference. We usually meet on Thursday, but we are meeting tomorrow in lieu of no Thursday for us. So we'll see you there at 11 a.m. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
And members of the Chair direct that all committees that are scheduled to meet tomorrow may continue to meet, even though we will have a non-voting session at 11 a.m. as no voting business will take care. So committees may meet at that time. For what purpose does the gentleman from New Hanover, Representative Davis, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman asks the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, and especially members of the Judiciary Committee, I'm trying to schedule a meeting for Thursday or Friday. When we get back, I'll notify you if I'm able to do that, but I just want you to put it on your radar. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose the lady from Carteret, Representative McElroy, after us?
For an announcement.
Lady has the floor for an announcement.
House Environment will meet at 1 o'clock tomorrow in room 423.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Wilkes, Representative Elmore, rise?
Announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Education K-12 will meet tomorrow at 1 p.m., room 643.
For what purpose, gentleman from Henderson, Representative McGrady, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
House ABC committee will be meeting tomorrow on House Bill 91. This is a bill that we had started a hearing on several weeks back. We're hoping to take action on it tomorrow. The meeting is immediately before the session, so we need people to be there right away if we're going to complete action on this bill tomorrow. We're in room 1228.
Is that meeting at 3 p.m., Representative McGrady?
It is at 3 p.m.
Okay. For what purpose does the lady from Johnston, Representative White, rise?
An announcement.
Lady has floor for an announcement.
First of all, we have some really smart freshmen, and they told me that I had a little dyslexia when I was given the number to the room at 643 for health tomorrow.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Iredell, Representative Fraley, rise?
Same problem.
The gentleman's recognized for an announcement.
Education universities will actually be in room 421 at 11 tomorrow. Thank you.
Members, while the amendment's being sent up, just Chair would speak to a point of personal privilege. This weekend had the opportunity to be here and observe the Youth Legislative Assembly meet. These are high school students from around the state. There were 175, I believe, who were here, who attended and had a mock legislative session. We actually did something a little different on Saturday. We actually let them here on the House floor. And to being here, and they really, really enjoyed that. And I wanted to thank James
White, our clerk, for coming in on his day off. He and I came in and did a session, and it was really amazing the caliber of debate that these kids had on the bills, the discussions they did, and it's very encouraging to see young folks who have an interest in civic service. But they were here all weekend. Also, special recognition to Erica Gallion, who's on our staff, who handles that. She did a great job with the children. I talked to a number of the other parents who were here, and Representative Lewis was here a little bit. Representative Ross was around. Former Representative Steen was around. I don't recall seeing anybody else, members, but, it really was a great time. And if you haven't, checked into that before, please do it. If you know any, high school students in your own district who might be interested in this, let us know. It's a great program, and I think they can still get enrolled even for this coming year. They have one session a year, and then they have, monthly meetings where they get to come to Raleigh. So it was, and I think Mr. White and I were both really impressed with the level of debate that these high school kids did on. I think they debated the raw milk bill. So Representative Presnell, your raw milk bill did pass at least one vote on this House floor. I forget what the other bill was, but that was one they did. So you can go back and say the bill did sort of kind of pass. It was good. So if anybody's interested in that, let us know. We'll get you some information because they are trying to get some more kids involved in that next year. For what purpose, gentlemen from Alamance, Representative Ross Rice?
Personal privilege.
Gentleman's recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
I think congratulations also should go out to Wilson Moore, who was elected speaker for next year's session of the YLA.
Yeah, I'm proud of. He was one of five. They elect five speakers. Can you imagine that? Of the YLA, and he won one of those. So very proud of that. Thank you. I think we are in possession of an amendment. So the chair is going to bring back up House Bill 151. No need to read it again. It's here. The gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, is recognized to send forth an amendment. The clerk will read.
Representative Floyd moves to amend the bill on page 1, line 3, by inserting the line to read.
Gentlemen's recognized to debate the amendment.
Mr. Speaker, this amendment simply changes that places the word or in front of visiting the General Assembly.
House will come to order. Members, can I have your attention, please? The chair had noticed, unfortunately, another little issue with this last amendment that was sent forward. So what I think would be best is that we simply displace this bill for tomorrow. But the amendment does change the title of the bill. So the chair would ask, is there anyone who is going to object to a suspension of the rules so that the bill can have its third reading that, since it had the title changed. Is there any objection to that? All right, hearing no objection, then we will dispose of this bill tomorrow, and that'll give staff and Representative Floyd ample time to fix the amendment. If you're really interested in a deep dive on it, if you read the second amendment that was filed, it's amending language that was already stripped out. So that's the problem. Chair directs that the amendment be returned to the gentleman, and that the bill be removed from today's calendar and calendared for tomorrow. Back to notices and announcements. For what purpose does the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, rise?
Inquiry of the chair and an announcement, Mr. Speaker. The
gentleman's first recognized for an inquiry to the chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. We're just wondering about Representative Presnell's raw milk. Does that mean he kind of almost made it over to crossover, or?
It for whatever it's worth, it passed the Youth Legislative Assembly. It was House Bill 9999.
And for an announcement, Mr.
Gentleman's recognized.
Transportation will meet tomorrow at 10 o'clock. There is one bill that had originally showed up on the agenda for a full hearing. We have changed that to a information only. That's 390-something or 319-something. 391. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized. Speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to give a praise report and thank God, because my brother is named Samuel Lane Pittman III. We call him Lane. And he's the only sibling I have left. My sister Linda died in 1988. Lane had a stroke, a brainstem stroke, in the year 2000, it was just before he turned 51. And every therapist and doctor that dealt with him after that told him that he was a special case, because they said with what he had, they usually died. They usually didn't get to deal with him with therapy and that sort of thing. And it's particularly amazing, because when he first had the stroke, as he was lying there in the bed, not able to speak, and realizing it was probably a stroke, they treated it as a reaction to a food allergy. And they didn't give him the medicine that helps with the stroke. They didn't realize it was a stroke for almost 24 hours. So we were very fortunate not to lose him at that time. My brother and I are very close. And so it's a real blessing to me that after all this time, I still have him. And yesterday, he won't allow me to say he's 70, but as of yesterday, he celebrated the 31st anniversary of his 39th birthday. And I just thank God he's still here. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Pittman. For what purpose does the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman's recognized. Speak to a point of personal privilege.
I just really sort of a half announcement as well, Mr. Speaker. Want to remind everybody that this is April 15th. Those of you that know me, it's tax day. I just wanted to point out that I've been here just about 3 months. I've really enjoyed myself. I do have to say, in all honesty, even though I've spent the last 27 years at a tax desk on April 15th, today has been the least stressful April 15th in those 27 years. I know you find that hard to believe with all the contentious things that go on here in the House of Representatives, but it is far easier to work with you folks than it is the IRS.
Any further notices or announcements? Oh.
Representatives Davis and Stevens are recognized. Send forth committee report. The clerk will read.
Representative Davis and Stevens, Judiciary Committee Report, House Bill 590, Amend Administrative Procedure Laws, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Original Bill, and Re-refer to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
The original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee Substitute is referred to Finance. The serial referral to rules is stricken prior, and then a serial referral to rules after going to finance is added. Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Hardin, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene on Tuesday, April 16th at 11 o'clock a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Brisson, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, April 16th at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Stand adjourned. Thank you, Pages. We'll see you tomorrow.
Representative Davis and Stevens are recognized to send forth the Judiciary Committee report. House Bill 629, Law Enforcement Mutual Aid, Favorable Committee Sub, Unfavorable Original Bill, and Re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 629 will be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. On motion of the Chair, House Joint Resolution 390, short title, long title. A joint resolution applying to Congress for an Article 5 Convention of the States with the purpose of proposing amendments to the United States Constitution is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, Calendar and Operations of the House, and recommitted to the Committee on Regulatory Reform, and a serial referral to the Committee on Rules, Calendar and Operations of the House is added. On motion of the Chair, House Bill 641, short title modifications to various DPS provisions, is withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and recommitted to the Committee on State and Local Government. Serial referral to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House remains. On motion of the Chair, House Bill 630, short title private protective services changes, is withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and recommitted to the Committee on State and Local Government. The serial referral to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House remains. On motion of the Chair, House Bill 310, short title clarify insurance procedures, criminal background checks, is withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and recommitted to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. On motion of the Chair, the House Bill 410, short title Require Generators, Nursing, and Adult Care Homes, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House, recommitted to the Committee on Regulatory Reform, and a serial referral to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House is added. A motion of the Chair, House Bill 110, Protect Religious Meeting Places, is withdrawn from the Committee on Education, K-12, and recommitted to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. A motion of the Chair, House Bill 523, NC Service Members Civil Relief Act, is withdrawn from the Committee on Homeland Security and Veterans Affairs, recommitted to the Committee on Judiciary. The serial referral to the Committee on State and Local Government has been stricken, and the serial referral to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House remains. And on motion of the Chair, House Bill 380, Aerial Adventure Courses Sanders Law, is withdrawn from the Committee on Insurance and recommitted to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Special message from the Senate. The following special message is received from the Senate. Senate Bill 359, first edition, a bill to be entitled an act establishing the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. Senate Bill 359 will be calendared pursuant to the motion earlier prevailing in the House, 4-4-16-2019.